Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to allow sugar workers to remain in unfinished housing units in Stokes Hall, St. Thomas. Find out more on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the GIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11x17-inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's Rich Sporting Heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit gis.gov.jm, call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@gis.gov.jm.
The government has announced that former sugar workers will be allowed to remain in the new housing units at Stokes Hall in St. Thomas, which are still without necessary amenities. The units currently do not have electricity, water, or a functioning sewerage system.
We are addressing that immediately. Some technical discussions have to be undertaken. I believe that we have gone a far way.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. 120 former sugar workers were temporarily relocated on Friday, September 30, from barracks at Golden Grove to the housing units at Stokes Hall to safeguard them against the risks associated with Hurricane Matthew, which at the time threatened the island. The residents have subsequently expressed their desire to remain in the housing units, even though they are incomplete.
I want to implore you, beg you for your support to ensure that the community is maintained in a fashion that would be similar to what you would find in any uptown community in Kingston.
A total of 397 houses were built in sugar-dependent communities island-wide under the government's Sugar Transformation Program funded by the European Union. There are 145 units at Stokes Hall. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Coed can to evificare co orn. A similar Jamaican saying is a bosian fast is mecanancia tana o stop. Translation: a cow's head cannot be too heavy to carry its horn. It's not because a Nancy is proud and inquisitive or nosy why he stays on the top of the house. And this means no one is above his or her God-given obligations, no matter how pompous one might be.
You didn't know, say, every time somebody participate in illegal gambling, they must set the country back a far away. Illegal gambling take well-needed money out of the government kitty and give them less to work with to provide things like healthcare, education, fixed roads, and even build infrastructure. Illegal gambling need for stop, and you need for help stop it. If you see illegal gambling going on anywhere, just call Crime Stop at 311 and report it. It's safe and confidential, and you could get a reward. Play your part. Help stamp out illegal gambling.
A message from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.